We're going to talk a little football now. Last Saturday on the Sideline View, I caught up with Scott Frommel from the Scone Mustangs Football Club and started by asking him how preparations were coming together for season 2021.
Yeah, look, we're looking good. We've got our under-10s, 11s, 12s, 13s, 15s, and this year we've got two all-age teams, and we've got our mini-roos back, which is just our town comp for the littlies, the 5s, 6s, 7s and 8s. So we couldn't run that last year because of COVID, but this year it's given us the opportunity to reboot things, change our format up a bit and kick off.
When does the season start? When's the first game?
24th of April. So we've just confirmed that that's an away game, and our first home game will be the 1st of May. So, yeah, a couple of weeks away. We're all looking forward to it.
And what are your expectations for this season as far as being competitive against the other clubs?
Yeah, look, for a little club, Scone goes really well. Last year, we would have had three teams in the final series. It was just because of the COVID situation. We had to have an abridged version of the season, so they unfortunately cut the finals out. So that was unfortunate. But this year, we're confident. And we can show those Newcastle clubs that country boys can play football.
That's the way. Ryan, how long have the Mustangs been around?
Well, we've just done our history and we've worked out that the club kicked off as the Scone Soccer Club in 1954. And it was based on a lot of the, or started by a lot of the workers who come to the area to construct the Glenbourne Dam. So we had quite an Italian influence.
Oh, yes.
And a couple of Czechs and a few Poles and a Scotsman and some local guys as well. So it's a long history, and uncovering that is quite good. And we found out that our first logo was the Southern Cross. So finding out that history, we've redone our logo and had our Southern Cross and the year 54 put into it. So I think it's important to know where we come from, and that we do have a long history, a lot longer than probably people realise.
I quite agree with you, and a rich European history, it would seem, which is great for a football club.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. The funny part of it is that the nickname of the club in 1954 was the Blues.
Ah, yes.
So instead of the Mustangs, it was the Blues. Now, I think there was 11 Italians in the starting team, and you know where I'm going with this. The Blues in Italian is Azzurri. So
yes.
They did say, during the first committee meeting, they did say to acknowledge the success of a Scone Rugby League team who play in blue, and will be called the Blues as well. But I think there might have been some sneaky Italians changed the name up to the Azzurri. So
exactly, a homage to the Azzurri from Italy, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a little fun fact as well. You know, in the process, we found out that there was a club in Morundi in the 1920s. Musselbrook and Morundi kicked off in the early 1920s. So there's a long history. There's a long history up in the Hunter Valley, and in the country, as in Australia, Hunter Valley is often referred to as the cradle of the game. So a lot of the Newcastle teams and the Coalfields teams, some of the oldest in the country. So it's good to look back, acknowledge that, and sort of encourage us as we move forward and continue to build the club.
I quite agree. Now, Ryan, before I let you go, are there any sponsors that you'd like to give a mention to? Because seriously, without sponsors, our grassroots sport doesn't get a chance, does it?
Oh, look, absolutely, and we've been blessed in that respect. Kelban, very generous. Riversdale, Coolmore. We've got Airspeed Aviation, Scone RSL, Pet Medical, Saunders Motor Group.
There's a lot.
I apologise. I think they're the main guys. And I'm sure if I forgot someone, it'll be pointed out to me. But, mate, very generous. All sports, we need those sponsors and we need volunteers as well, like all sports. And it really survives on that.
So. Absolutely. Well, we will keep in touch as the season progresses because we want to be able to hear the scores throughout the winter. Ryan Frommel from the Scone Mustangs Football, good luck in 2021 and thanks for joining us on the Sideline View.
Excellent. Thank you. Thanks for your time.